let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargel and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, AncientHopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the AncientHopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the AncientHopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Father John and Danny. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargel. Hey, Father John, good to see you today.
Good to be seen.
Good to be seen, yep. So we're going to talk about the Bard's Song today.
Yeah.
The next blog post from AncientHopes.org. And you start out with this quote from Exodus, which is a song.
It is. Chapter 15, verses 1 through whatever, half, is a song, right? You know, to understand the importance of this song, we really have to go back into the ancient world.
Okay.
You're Irish, right?
Aye.
Right. Back in the day, if an Irish warrior accomplished any kind of a victory in battle, no matter how big the battle was, no matter how important, no matter how it changed history or the trajectory of history, it's absolutely and completely meaningless unless there is a bard, a singer, to sing and to make the poetry. I mean, think of Homer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, right.
What we know about Troy and that whole massive historical conflict between East and West, way, way back in our mind, almost prehistoric times.
Right.
Unless it didn't emerge out of these dark shadows into light through a song that existed, a song that exalted the soul. Alexander the Great had it memorized.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
And he would dance around with his victory and sing this quote lines from the Iliad. That's powerful. It was their Bible, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, sure.
Basically, right? And so what is the use of being a great warrior if you die and no one ever remembers you?
Yeah, right. Don't want that to happen.
Right. So that's what's going on here. In every culture, the bard was as important to the king. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. He had to get a good one. Get a good poet, right?
Yes.
That has a good voice. You play the lyre or whatever, who can put really zippy lines together that praises the
incredible work of those who fought the battles. And
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like Beowulf. I don't know if you ever read Beowulf, but it's just... what's so interesting about Beowulf is that it was an Anglo-Saxon production, right? But it doesn't take place on English soil. It takes place deep down in Scandinavian Denmark or wherever, okay?
Hmm.
Because that was a memory that they carried with them across the channel. When they came, it reflects something that happened way deep into their own prehistory. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So it's the way that people have remembered big events like that
in their past, and it all comes up in poetry. And poetry is older than prose, right? And that's because people weren't writing books back in then. They weren't even writing, right?
Right. They would just sing these songs around their campfires.
It would be an oral thing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's right, around the campfire. And so, you know, this was their entertainment.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So the Song of the Sea would have been functioning in Israel just like this. It's old. Something that is created thousands of years ago. And I just love it. The Hebrew, you know, Yahweh's a man of war. Yahweh's his name. Yahweh Ish Milchama. Yahweh Shemo. Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah,
it just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Your tongue.
That's the ancient Hebrew that Yahweh's a man of war. Think about this, Danny. You know, if anybody thinks of God now in our secular culture, well, we'd say, well, if he's up there, he's up there, and he must be a nice guy like me.
Right. That's what I think.
Well, it reminds me of that guy that comes to Jesus, a good teacher, right? And Jesus shoots back. What do you know about what's good?
Yes,
only
right.
God's good. How do you even use the word good, right?
Yes.
How can this culture, and we just can't comprehend God, and we can't comprehend the fact that he's a warrior. But this is, Danny, this is why I love the Old Testament so much. It's just so real. There's bad things. There's bad people, right?
Yeah.
There's judgment, right?
Yes.
And, that's it, you know? And the bad people are not just the other person across the aisle of our political scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're all around us.
You're getting me going, Danny. That's why I like C.S. Lewis so much, in his Chronicles of Narnia. And even Tolkien, true. They're orcs.
Yes.
You cut off their heads. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, the orcs are fallen angels.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
They're bad. They're going to hell. They can't be saved.
Yeah.
How do I explain that to somebody? I don't know. You might not like it.
Right.
But
I don't like that part of the story.
But
yeah.
It's just a fact we all have to live on. And the fact is, we just need to be on the right side.
Yes.
That's our job. Not to comprehend this whole battle scene, right? Of life, but
yeah.
So
we know what we have to do, and
right.
We
I had no idea
it.
I'd be getting into this yes. right here.
Wow.
But
you're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Father John Wardle and Danny Gallagher. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Father John and Danny.
That's our job. Not to comprehend this whole battle scene, right? Of life, but
yeah.
So
we know what we have to do, and
right.
We
I had no idea
it.
I'd be getting into this
yes.
right here.
Wow.
But something got unleashed here.
I was
going right?
to say, this is what happens during these
so the
podcasts.
The first half of this bard song basically reiterates what we talked about in our last post.
How yes.
Yahweh uses, but it's in a really highly poeticized way from the prose part, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, how Yahweh used nature itself. We talked about that
yep.
before, right? Okay, good. Unleashing chaos upon chaos, right? So the second half of this song is really interesting because it gives us the purpose for the battle. He wants to lead his people to paradise, right?
Right.
He's established a new creation, and now he wants them to take them to the land. He wants, the word there he uses is he's going to plant them in this land. Now, where have you seen God planting before?
Garden.
In the garden. God's a planter, okay? So this is going to be, he's going to take him to a new Eden with that language. And he calls it the mountain.
Right.
Right. Again, that's highly symbolic.
Right.
The mountain of Eden, right? And before that, we're going to find out he's taking him to the mountain of God. Where Moses, we saw
right.
Moses there, right?
Yeah.
And he said, this is what I'm going to show you, that you're going to bring these people out and they're going to worship you right here.
Yeah.
Okay. The mountain of God. And the mountain of God really, comes and descends in a way into the tabernacle, as we shall see. So the mountain moves with them. Well, these motifs are, that's a big jump. You probably say, scratching your head saying, what does that mean? Well, we'll have to unfold that as we go along.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
It's an establishment of a new humanity, And it's all a part of a continuation of creation, just like God created at the beginning. He's created new people, and he's created them for a purpose to take them to a particular land. And it's called a mountain. He's going to plant them. So this is the song of the sea. And Danny, you mentioned something about singing, didn't you, when you read this thing?
I mean, oh, yeah.
The idea of songs and singing.
What I was thinking was that the idea of singing songs, I didn't really enjoy singing until I started playing the guitar, and then somehow the two of them locked
right.
together and
gave me a voice
actually.
Yeah, right?
yeah. So singing has been a huge part of my spiritual life. I use singing all the time.
Well, didn't you say your mother? No, what do you say?
I said that when I was, right, when I was young and I just started to sing, my mom would say, "Get out of here. You don't sound that good."
Well, she always told me later,
"No, I didn't. I did not say that."
So let's talk about this. Yeah. Okay, Danny, because this is huge.
Okay.
I think there was a book written by somebody, Why Catholics Don't Sing. Have you heard of that?
Oh, sure. You bet.
I haven't read it, but it sounds like a very interesting thing. I come out of the Protestant world. Okay. I mean, in some parts of the Protestant world, like the Mennonites, their whole church was a choir. And when they got buried, they didn't bury them according to their families. They buried them to where they were in a choir. The tenor's over there, the bass is over there.
That's amazing.
Because when God gives you a song, when he does something great in your life, you know, I shared my story before, right? Before I wouldn't even croak out a word in singing, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
But then I had this encounter with Jesus, and within an hour, I was back at the campfire, and I started singing, and I didn't know how to sing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sing really now.
But and people were looking
matter.
At you going, "Who is this guy?"
Right. Something happens to you.
Yeah.
So I think our church is beginning to sing some more now, I think.
Uh-huh.
Of course, when I came on board, we started a new, different type of more hymns,
mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. And at first, people got really, really mad. Okay.
I think it's mostly something that people weren't used to.
Yeah, right.
You know, they were used to more right. contemporary kind
right.
of songs.
Right, and there's a place for the contemporary. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's more a focus on emotions. Hymns are more focused on the mind.
Okay.
Okay, because they're very rich with theological content. And so that, I find very conducive to the Mass itself. Okay. Not that a contemporary can't do that, but it's a different thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, so I don't want to get in some discussion on, the point of the matter is that when God does something really great in your life, all of a sudden, you start singing and singing is a part of praise. And when you're praising God, you are actually immortal.
Hmm. Okay.
You experience immortality, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, when you are singing, all your troubles are away, okay? It directs your soul and unites it with God and singing in his angel choir, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are immortal.
Part of the heavenly host.
Yeah, part of the heavenly host. That is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
So we have this Bard song here to end on this whole thing, of the importance of song. I mean, think about in Tolkien, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whenever they got alone or sitting around a fire or something like that, the heart starts warming up to song, and then it takes you. It just takes you to God.
Yes. Good. Okay. Gosh,
you Catholics listening to this?
Yes, I was going to say.
Start singing. Doesn't matter if you croak like a frog, right? Just let it out, because that's how we release our spirit.
Yes, and release our spirit to praise God, I think is the,
right.
Yes, that's it.
We're living in reality when we do that. That's a good thing in the way of saying it.
Yep. Okay, good. Thanks so much.
God bless.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Thanks for listening. The Deep Dive into Scripture podcast theme music is Epic Trailer by Scott Holmes. sourced from scottholmesmusic.com using a Creative Commons license. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple or Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.